This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. It's Universal Children's Day tomorrow on November 20th, and my guest today has plenty up her sleeve, and she's only 12 years old and started business at the age of 7. I don't know what you're doing at 7, but for me, a business was the last thing on my mind. I probably didn't know the word. Now, I'm here with the toothless CEO, Shailaja Grace Guillory. She's not only an entrepreneur, but an author, philanthropist, and international speaker. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Frida.
Oh, Miss Frida. Oh, don't Miss Frida me, just auntie. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Now, let's start with the business, your first business, Bloom Teas, right? It started in 2016 at 7 years old. How did that happen?
So when I was 7, my school organized a bazaar and encouraged all kids to set up a booth and sell anything they want. I really wanted to sell something, so I asked my mom if we could do it. And when she asked me what I wanted to sell, I said, you know that tea you make me when I'm sick? We should sell that. So for the bazaar, we, in the following 2 weeks, we started planning to create Bloom. So we made our two flavors. We picked out of almost 100 different herbs and flowers, and we mixed them together. And finally, we found the two perfect combinations, and we packaged them, and we went to the bazaar, and in 4 hours we sold out all 100 jars. And so that was pretty much where Bloom started.
Right. So, okay, it was something that encouraged by your mother, obviously. Now,
yes.
Why are you so keen on entrepreneurship? What excites you about it?
I think my favorite part of running a business is talking to people and telling them about my business. So if someone, most of the time when we used to go to bazaars, every customer would ask me, oh, you know, like, what's so special about this tea and this business? And my favorite part would always be explaining to them why I started Bloom, the meaning and the story behind each of the flavors. And it really helped me form Bloom and get to where I am today.
Okay. Tell me the story behind, how many flavors do you have now?
I have two flavors, Sunshine and Moonbeam.
Okay, tell me the story behind the flavors.
Okay, so Sunshine helps you wake up in the morning and it keeps you energized throughout the day. It's very refreshing and slightly sweet. So the story behind Sunshine was when I was little, I hated coffee because I thought, you know, it's bitter and bitter things are bad. So I didn't want to drink it, right? And I didn't like anyone drinking it either. So my mom is obsessed with coffee. Like, she drinks a cup every day and she has to, otherwise, you know, she's like really tired. So I didn't like coffee, so I didn't want her drinking coffee. And so then I created Sunshine so that she could have a better way to wake her up in the morning besides coffee. Right. The next flavor is Moonbeam. So Moonbeam helps you relax and wind down and helps you go to sleep at night. And the reason why I created Moonbeam was because my dad and a lot of my teachers, they, after work, they get really tired and very stressed, right? So I wanted to give them something to help them calm down so that they could go to sleep easily at night. So that's why I created Moonbeam.
I like how you said when I was little, and I'm like, yeah, right. that's different perspectives when you were little. Okay, you're all 12, and I love how you say when I was little. Okay, now you also have a charity organization called Little Hands Big Hearts, which is by kids for kids. What do you guys do?
When I was 8 years old, I started a charity called Little Hands Big Hearts, and we give 10% of all Bloom's proceeds to it. I'm very lucky to have a family that loves me and gives me everything I could ever need, but there are many children out there who are not as lucky. Little Hands Big Hearts helps less fortunate children in any way we can. We buy stationery supplies for kids at orphanages to start the school year. We help pay school fees and bus fares for underprivileged children. In the past, we've also done some charity drives to raise some money to buy a wheelchair for a disabled boy and glasses for a girl.
Right. During the MCO, you launched your initiative, #FeedSomeoneToday, and you raised 10,000 ringgit and fed over 100 families in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Nepal. How do you manage to do that? Was it part of the Little Hands, Big Hearts?
Yes, it was a project under Little Hands, Big Hearts. So during the first MCO, I noticed that many people were losing their jobs and families were finding it difficult to even put food on the table to feed their children. We made a video highlighting their plight, shared it on social media, and started collecting donations. With the money that was raised, we put together basic provisions and food supplies to last 1 month and then sent them via delivery service to as many underprivileged families as possible. We were able to raise a total of almost 7,000 ringgit in 2 months, and we used the funds to help over 95 families in Malaysia. Our aid even managed to reach many families in Nepal and Indonesia.
Okay, this is amazing because you're telling me things that you've done since you were 7 and you were 8, and you know, this was the MCO last year, and yes, you're only 12 years old. Now, when you were 8, you were also invited to speak at a venture capital convention, Slush, in Helsinki, Finland, to a crowd of 1,000 educators and entrepreneurs. What was that experience like? And, you know, how did you get in? And what did you get out of that whole experience?
Oh, there's so much that went behind this. So one day I came home from school and my mom told me that Teacher Anne would be going, the CEO of my school, would be going to Finland to give a talk in front of almost 1,000 educators, and I obviously was very excited for her. Then my mom said that she would be taking a student from my school who had a company with her to Finland to give a presentation on their business. And so I still felt like, okay, why is this, how does this concern me? And then she said that I would be going. Teacher Anne had picked me. So I was very, very excited and very honored to be picked to speak in front of so many people about my business, because I love talking, and I love talking about Bloom because Bloom is my business, and I felt very proud that I could share Bloom's goal with so many people. And so when I went, when Teacher Anne was giving her her talk, at first I felt a little nervous, but then in the end, when she started talking, my mom turned to me and she said, "Are you nervous?" And I kicked back on my chair and I said, "Nope, not at all." So when I finally went up on stage, I finished my presentation and I got a standing ovation. And I was so happy. My mom and Teacher Anne were trying to calm me down from the stage. And I said, "Wait, let me savor the moment." So that was one of the most exciting parts of having Bloom.
Did anything else happen after that? Like, you know, when people heard your presentation, did they say, "How can I order your product?"
Well, we did get a chance to talk to a lot of people at the conference. And a lot of them actually asked me some like follow-up questions to put in like articles they were writing and things like that. And but I unfortunately didn't get too many orders from there, but I did give 2 tea bags of each of my flavors to every educator who came. So yeah.
Okay, now this is just one of the many things you've done. Now, I know you're working on your first novel, Wisdom's Daughter, a fantasy adventure based in Greek mythology. How's it coming along? Where's the inspiration behind that?
So one of my very most recent discoveries is writing. I have always loved to read. I have many, many, many books upstairs. And I really look up to authors like J.K. Rowling and Rick Riordan. After reading their books, I never really knew that I wanted to write. It sort of just came. So last year, we had an activity in class where we had to write a short story. So I started writing what I assumed would be a very short story, just for me to look back at when I was older. Slowly, as I continued to write, I got more and more absorbed. I learned more, not just about writing, but about myself as well. The characters and places in my book seemed to come to life every time I added a new chapter to the book. It made me so happy because as the book came to life, I thought that maybe, just maybe, my book could bring the same joy to my readers that Harry Potter and Percy Jackson had brought to me.
Right. So when will it finish, and have you got a publisher yet?
So we have not. Right now I'm working on finishing up my third draft. I have a mentor from school who is helping me through the process. I'm working with some of my other classmates to try to get their personal opinions and ideas on how, like, format and how I should publish the book, so that it's not just my ideas. I actually get to take ideas from other kids around me, because that is my target age. And these days, kids don't really like to read much. So I want to make Wisdom's Daughter and the other two books in the trilogy something that can get kids more absorbed into reading.
Right. It's a trilogy. Oh my.
Yes.
Not to start with one, but you've already got a trilogy plan.
Yes.
I'm here with the toothless CEO, Shailaja Grace Guillory. Stay tuned for more after this. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Brave Finance Managers, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. It's Universal Children's Day tomorrow, November 20th. I'm here with the toothless CEO, 12-year-old Shailaja Grace Guillory. Toothless CEO, we've been talking about the books she is writing, her business Bloom Teas, and many other ventures that she's venturing into, one of which is an online talk show, Toothless CEO Sparks, on Gen TV next year. What will you be talking about, and what is the plan for that show?
Many children nowadays don't really even have the slightest idea what they want to do when they grow up. Toothless CEO Sparks shows them the many different fields of expertise and may teach them a little bit about what they want to be when they grow up, whether it's an artist, a writer, maybe even an entrepreneur. It's a show to inspire kids to follow their dreams and present them with different paths they can take by explaining the intricacies of chosen passions and giving them a person in that field to look up to. It also helps them learn about the different occupations, so even if they may not be interested in them, they can still speak about it with confidence behind their knowledge.
Now, you also have plans to attend Oxford University to study zoology, specializing in big cats. Why big cats?
Well, from the time I was little, my favorite animal has always been the tiger. And my mom has been, since I love reading, anything I can get my hands on that's about, like, big cats or some informational encyclopedia about animals, I would love to read it. Any documentaries that come out, I have to watch them, because it's just something I'm naturally drawn to. And I think I was 9 when I decided that I wanted to go to Oxford and I wanted to study zoology. And unlike the many different things I had said I wanted to be when I was little, this actually stuck. And to this day, I still know that I want to go to Oxford. I also want to go to LUMDA, which is a creative arts college in London, to study professional acting. And so my plan is kind of to finish 3 years at LUMDA, get my degree, and then go to Oxford for 4 years and get my degree on big hats. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you're finding new interests along the way as well. Now, you're also planning to open Bloom Cafe, a place where kids can stay and play. And the reason you're planning to do this, you can't find that at the moment, you know, with other cafes?
Yes. Usually when kids go to cafes, it's because their parents drag them along to talk to their friends. And we usually end up sitting there with our devices, or in my case, books, and waiting for this boring thing to be over. So I wanted to create a space that is family friendly, and one that everyone will enjoy. Right. So also because I love animals, I wanted to have it be pet friendly because there aren't too many pet friendly cafes in Malaysia. We made a video that we never published about Bloom Cafe that we're hoping to let out soon. But right. any funding that anyone wants to give is very welcome. If you happen to have 10,000 right. ringgit lying around, it's very, you know, I would appreciate it. Right.
Okay. So that's your message. Because I was going to add, my next question was, are you looking for investors for all your ventures? So with 10,000 to kickstart the cafe?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, for fun, I know you like building cities and civilizations and Lego. You play the drum and you dance the Bharatanatyam, the classical Indian dance, right? You know, how do you find time to do that?
So this has always been something I've had to deal with, and there's always a solution. It's not just these little hobbies and activities that I have. It's also school. So balancing balancing all of that and working on Bloom at the same time and my other projects as well used to be easier because in primary I had more time to myself. But I recently entered secondary and now it's gotten a lot harder, especially because now I have a lot more projects. So I try to distribute my time between time for myself and time to work on my projects and time for school. So on the weekends, usually I do more things for myself and I also, you know, work on whatever projects I have. I even, we recently talked to the CEO of my school, Teacher Anne. We talked to her about getting like time off during school. So for example, in classes like Chinese and Malay, I will take off and I will work on my projects. So that's why it's been a little bit easier for me to balance school, time to myself and working on my projects.
Right. So for Chinese and Malay, you'll learn that on your own, or how are you going to work that out?
So usually my grandmother is the one who, you know, helps me with whatever, like if we go out and I need to say something in Malay, I have, you know, the basics. And if I need to learn anything, my grandmother will teach me. But with Chinese, it's pretty much very, very hard for me to learn Chinese. I can write very well, but if you speak to me, I will not understand a single word.
Well, are you gonna drop it though?
I kind of have already because Chinese is a bit hard for me.
Yes,
but
Chinese
I am
has been hard for me too.
Yeah. For IGCSE, instead of taking Chinese, I've started learning Spanish on my own.
Right.
So I will be taking that instead.
Right. Now, you also have 2 dogs and 8 ducks.
Now, yes, I do.
Where did the ducks come from?
So from the time I was little, I've always wanted some sort of out-of-the-ordinary pet. So I've always had a dog at some point in my life. But the ducks only came last year. Yeah. So we bought 7 ducklings and we raised them, and it was very, very, very fun. Sadly, one of my ducks died last year, and as soon as she died, a few months later, some of the other female ducks started to lay eggs.
Wow.
So we took these eggs and we did a bunch of research, and finally we managed to have enough information on how to incubate these eggs. So we tried and tried and tried, and finally we managed to hatch 2 ducklings. And it was so fun the whole process of incubation was so fun. And when they finally hatched, it was an amazing time, especially because I got to play with them a lot. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. And the ducks and the dogs get on well.
Yes, they do. But we do have a very large enclosure outside for the ducks because they can't always be together even when we're not home. So.
Right. Okay. I want to know, where did Toothless CEO come from?
Yes. So when I first started Bloom, I had just lost my two front teeth. So that was one of the places where we got to the CEO from. And the second was me and my mom, at the time, our favorite movie was How to Train Your Dragon. And obviously, our favorite character was the dragon Toothless. So we kind of drew inspiration from that as well.
Right. Okay. Now, so it is Universal Children's Day tomorrow. You know, what's your, you know, a message for other kids, you know, with all your ventures in business, writing, and wow, many, many things, right? What's your message for other kids?
Find a mentor to help guide you, whom you can learn from and bounce ideas off of. While we are young, we need lots of wisdom and guidance to help us get where we want to go. And the second piece of advice I have is stop at nothing to achieve what you want to. Don't let anything or anyone get in your way. Be yourself and shine bright.
Wow. All right. A very sweet message there. Thanks for being with us this morning. And yes, it is Universal Children's Day tomorrow, November 20th. And I've been speaking to the Toothless CEO, Chandra Grace Guillory. You've been listening to Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.